Yeah, it sounds like it. It's a big working detail you'll have. Well, that'll save the company a lot of money, taking two locations down to one. That's what you got to do sometimes. Yeah, my brother took a chance permanently working from home during COVID, and their office is in Lansing, and they moved up to Traverse City figuring he'd never have to go back. And so far, he hasn't. And what I talked to him last weekend, he said there's no plans for everybody to go back into the office right now. So that should be good, because that'd be a pretty good hike from Traverse City to Lansing every day and back. Yeah, we've, you know, thrown the idea around, because it's like, well, we both work from home. We can live anywhere now. Maybe not.
I mean, I'm working from home, but I still go around everywhere. So, yeah, I'm like, between the time it takes to drive there and all that, I'm like, guys, the $140 I spend on, or $130 or whatever, $20 or whatever, the hotel. Oh, that's the other problem. The one hotel I usually stay at over there, yeah, they're booked the next 3 weekends. So, the Holiday Inn. Well, that's why I gotta go in there. The Holiday Inn and Cedar Springs, which is about a 20-minute drive from the plant, had rooms, so I think that's where I got it. But the money it costs $20 less a night to go to the Holiday Inn Express with a 20-minute drive. But they have that breakfast with the pancake maker like I had in Hastings. So I mean, I'm saving the company money there. So yeah, I worked from home even before the COVID, so that much didn't change. The COVID didn't change me there.
WHKBRVP. Yep, Patty's been working at home since we lived here. Pretty much, so didn't change for her. Like 14 years, because there was like a 4-year period where she got laid off and was working at the school. A long time. I was still working in the office during COVID because it was still diplomat, and we had to replace 1,200 laptops. And so they were like three of us working in the office plus security. So that big building that had 1,200 people working in it at one time had like six people total going into the office every day. Kind of crazy. We had one guy building the computers for us, and then there were three of us doing the migrations. And then 2021 came, the custodians, maintenance people in the building, security, they back to the office. They kept waiting, when's everybody coming back to the office? Oh, they're not talking about the call center people coming back to the office, just IT right now, for the reason I mentioned.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint.